Good morning. Larry, Pastor Larry, asked me to share a story I shared last week at Bible class. Some of you were there, so you've heard it already. It pertains to the statement, judge not, lest ye be judged. I grew up in a Christian home, some of you know that, with a Christian family, an extended family. And that was a quote that was heard quite often as I grew up. And I thought, okay, great, I've got that. And boy, I didn't get that at all. Growing up, and getting to the age I am or was at, I think I was about 67 or 68 when this happened, that came crashing home. I was, my sister and brother-in-law live in Seattle, Washington, and I go up and visit them quite often, and I usually take the train. And normally the train isn't too busy, so I have a seat to myself, and I generally read a book and have a good trip up there, relaxing. Well, this one trip happened. I leave Albany early in the morning, and we pull into Portland, and the conductor says, everyone get stuff off the seat next to you. We are going to have a packed train. It's going to be full. We sold out. Well, I'd heard that before, so I didn't worry too much because I'm kind of picky about who sits next to me. Didn't realize how picky I was until the train starts filling up. A gentleman is walking down the aisle. He's probably in his mid or late 30s. I'm much older, so it was hard for me to judge. He had piercings. He had tattoos all over it. He had this haircut that was far out. And I just sat there and thought, oh my goodness. And with that, he says, may I sit here? And I looked up and went, certainly, kind of scooted over towards the window, and I was reading this book. He sits down next to me, and I'm thinking, oh, I hope he doesn't want to talk. And with that, he goes, hi, and he gives me his name, and I said, hi, and I introduce myself, and he goes, you must be a Christian, or are you a Christian? And I go, excuse me? He said, well, the book you're reading, I know the author. Now, with that comment, I've forgotten the book I was reading or the author, but I looked at him and I go, really? And he goes, oh, I get that quite often. In our conversation that the next 3.5 hours whizzed by, I learned so much from this young man. He was a pastor. He was a non-denominational church with over 1,000 members. There were two other pastors. One of them was on another car in the train, who, when he introduced me, looked what I would say normal in my small little square box. We had the greatest conversation. He talked about people in his church and how he had people such as myself and my age group, young people, as he said, people like himself. It was absolutely moving, and the whole time I'm sitting there, I can feel the hand of God on me. I almost apologized, but didn't, to this young man. He was so gracious and kind, quoted the Bible many, many times, gave me his card to this church. We get off the train, he goes his way, I go mine. I told him it was so wonderful, the conversation we had. He said, well, if you ever get up to Seattle, come see my church. That's when he gave me his card. I realized when I got off the train, I saw my sister and brother-in-law waiting for my brother-in-law. Some of you have met is Pastor Art Werfelman. He's a pastor in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. My sister hugs me. My brother-in-law hugs me, and I start crying. It was overwhelming how greatly I had judged this young man walking down the aisle of a train. I think about this conversation that God had with me that day. I try to be more open-minded. I thought I was my whole life, but I realized, not so much. So now when I see people who look a little different than I think maybe my generation looks, I just remember talking to God that day, or God talking to me, saying, now, Karen. So I think it's important as we walk through life to keep an open mind and not be so judgmental of other people or what other people do. It was earth-shattering for me. My mother and father had both been deceased at that point, and all I could think of was, I should have listened closer when I was younger and realized what that really means. So hopefully I'm carrying that with me in my everyday life, and I hope the same for you. Thank you.